Of the more than 400,000 Christian hymns and songs, few have a greater appeal than "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And yet not many know that the song came from a life shattered and broken by bitter tragedy and sorrow. The author of these famed verses was Joseph Scriven. After graduating from Trinity College, Dublin in the early 1800s, he became engaged to be married to a lovely Irish lass. A day or two before the wedding was to take place, the girl lost her life by drowning. Scriven was plunged into grief and despondency from which he never recovered. He sailed to Canada in 1845 at 25 years of age and renounced all professional life to make his home in the little town of Point Hope, Ontario. Here he lived in the most straitened circumstances, giving of himself and his meager substance to those poorer than he. Hearing that his mother, who was in Ireland, was seriously ill, he wrote the poem, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," to comfort and encourage her. Later, the manuscript was found by a friend in Scriven's room when Scriven was ill. And years later, whether by accident or intent, the eccentric and despondent man was missed from his home and later found drowned, as his sweetheart had been, in a nearby stream. The music, sweetly singable, was composed by Charles Converse, a talented musician and successful attorney.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.